Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Intermediate Microeconomics and Its Application by Walter Nicholson is an intermediate-level economics textbook focused on microeconomic theory and its practical use in managerial and policy settings. Written for advanced undergraduates and graduate students, it sits between introductory principles books and more mathematically demanding treatments of microeconomics. The book is known for presenting core topics through an algebra-based approach, which makes the material more accessible to readers who need conceptual clarity without heavy calculus. Its subject matter includes consumer choice, production, market structure, game theory, elasticity, general equilibrium, welfare, and strategic decision-making. A major purpose of the text is to show how standard microeconomic tools explain real market behavior and public policy questions, rather than treating theory as abstract. It repeatedly connects models to applications, examples, and policy challenges, helping readers see why the framework matters in business and economic analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an algebra-based path into intermediate microeconomic theory. One of the book's defining features is its commitment to an algebraic presentation rather than a calculus-intensive one. That choice matters because intermediate microeconomics often becomes inaccessible when mathematical technique overwhelms economic reasoning. Nicholson's approach keeps the focus on how models work, how demand responds to prices, how firms choose output, and how consumers allocate limited income. The text uses graphs, intuitive illustrations, and straightforward equations to build understanding step by step. This makes it especially useful for students who already know basic economics but want a more serious treatment without moving immediately into advanced theory texts. The format also supports classroom teaching because instructors can emphasize core logic, comparative statics, and interpretation of results rather than technical derivations. In effect, the book lowers the barrier to intermediate theory while still preserving the analytical structure that gives the subject its rigor. Secondly, consumer and producer behavior as the foundation of market analysis. The book builds microeconomics from the two central decision makers in markets, consumers and producers. Consumer theory explains how preferences, budgets, and constraints shape choice, while producer theory examines how firms transform inputs into output and decide on cost-minimizing or profit-maximizing actions. These topics are not treated as isolated chapters to memorize. They form the basic logic behind almost every later market result in the text. Demand curves, supply curves, and equilibrium outcomes all depend on these behavioral foundations. By emphasizing utility, marginal reasoning, production functions, and cost relationships, the book shows how economic models translate individual decisions into market patterns. This approach is useful because it gives readers a consistent framework for analyzing very different problems, from household demand changes to firm responses to taxes or input price shifts. The practical value lies in understanding that market outcomes are not mysterious aggregates, but the result of structured decision-making by agents facing constraints. Thirdly, market structure and strategic interaction beyond perfect competition. Another major contribution of the book is its treatment of market structure, especially the contrast between competitive markets and forms of imperfect competition. Readers move from price-taking behavior to monopoly, oligopoly, and strategic interaction, which are essential for understanding real industries. The inclusion of game theory strengthens this part of the text because many market outcomes depend not only on individual incentives, but also on expectations about rival behavior. Firms may compete in prices, quantities, or strategies, and the book uses these frameworks to show why outcomes can differ sharply from simple supply and demand models. This is important for managerial economics because many business decisions are made in settings where rivals react strategically. The text helps readers think about entry, market power, collusion, and competitive response in a disciplined way. Its value is in showing that market structure is not a side topic. It is the bridge between abstract theory and the behavior of actual firms in concentrated or contested markets. Fourthly, efficiency, welfare, and policy analysis as practical uses of microeconomics. The book gives substantial attention to efficiency and welfare analysis, showing how microeconomic tools can be used to assess whether markets allocate resources well and how policy changes affect outcomes. Concepts such as consumer surplus, producer surplus, deadweight loss, and market failure are central because they allow students to compare private incentives with social outcomes. This is where the text becomes especially policy relevant. Taxes, price controls, externalities, and other interventions are not presented only as institutional facts. They are analyzed through their effects on behavior and efficiency. The recurring policy challenges features reinforce the idea that economics is not just about solving theoretical models, but about evaluating real decisions. This orientation makes the book valuable for students who want to understand public policy, regulation, and the economic consequences of government action. It also helps clarify why economists care about equilibrium conditions and comparative statics. Those tools are necessary for judging when markets work well and when intervention may be justified. Lastly, pedagogy built around recurring examples, reviews, and practice. The book stands out not only for what it teaches, but for how it teaches it. Its pedagogy is structured to help students retain and connect ideas across chapters. Recurring examples are introduced early and revisited later, create continuity that helps readers see how the same economic situation can illuminate different theories, such as consumer choice, taxation, or welfare analysis. The text also includes review checklists, chapter summaries, glossaries, numerical examples, and solutions to odd-numbered problems, all of which support independent study. This design is particularly valuable in intermediate microeconomics, where students often struggle not with one idea in isolation, but with integrating many related concepts. The inclusion of updated activities and video-style problem support in later editions further reflects an emphasis on active learning. Rather than asking students to passively read theory, the book repeatedly asks them to apply it. That combination of continuity, practice, and review makes the textbook effective as both a course resource and a self-study tool. In conclusion, intermediate microeconomics and its application is best suited for students who already know basic principles economics and want a more serious, applied understanding of how markets work. It is especially useful for advanced undergraduates, MBA-style learners, and graduate students who need intermediate theory without immediately entering a calculus-heavy or highly abstract treatment. Readers gain a structured understanding of consumer choice, producer behavior, market organization, strategic interaction, and welfare analysis, along with a practical sense of how these tools inform business and policy questions. What sets the book apart from many competing texts is its blend of clarity, applied orientation, and disciplined but accessible mathematics. It does not sacrifice analytical rigor, yet it keeps the presentation manageable for readers who are still building confidence in formal economics. The recurring examples and policy-centered framing also make it easier to connect different chapters into a single coherent view of microeconomics. For students who want a textbook that explains not just the models but why they matter in real markets, this book offers a strong balance of theory, application, and pedagogy. If you would like to support Walter Nicholson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.